just cut it. It was soaked in some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Soaked in coconut milk.
So, what do you call final boys?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit far. And I might occasionally ask you to put my question and the answer. And we're going to have a nightmare with this now. I'm just going to ask you how it was.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. So really just feel like this sort of reading Ulysses at the moment. I mean,
I know.
It's like,
please.
So, guys, what's that?
I liked it.
Amazing. Totally unexpected, I think. Yeah.
Was it weird? I mean, how did you feel when you were kind of like, you realized you had to sit with some totally stranger?
Doesn't bother me. I like people.
I was initially kind of nervous, been like, who am I going to be paired with? But it worked out well. I got to know him. I learned a lot about him. It was amazing.
And vice versa. So, yeah, she's a dancer and as well as an ER room doctor and. Pretty impressive resume, I'd say.
It's like plays on the airline.
I think I know 1% of what he did. Yeah, so definitely not an expert.
Practice.
Once again, we're now boarding only customers.
Here,
at our gate number 27 for flight 1523.
So, and how about dancing? Did you learn a move?
Yes, I did.
Can you show me?
Well.
Almost. Yeah, you can do this.
Okay.
This is a dance figure, yeah.
I think.
Almost, yeah.
Okay. Two, yeah. That was it, yeah.
New skills.
Right.
And do you enjoy each other's company? Was it kind of fun to hang out one day?
Absolutely.
Very, very enjoyable. It was a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah, the food made a good medium for conversation, and just also the fact that you're sitting there, you might as well talk, and it was fun.
You're sitting there, you're waiting, so you might as well get to know somebody else, make a new connection, or else I'd probably be texting or on my phone. So this was good.
What do you think of the dish?
How was the food? I'll go first. I thought the food was amazing, actually. It exceeded my expectations. There was a lot of flavor. It was sweet and spicy at the same time with a lot of elements. It had protein. You got the rice. You had the vegetables. So I really liked that the dish was a lot of nutrients.
Right. I agree. It was crunchy and nice. Tofu could be pretty bland, but it was not bland at all. It was a very enjoyable mix of spices, not too hot, not bland at all. So I really thought it was good and not too heavy.
It was something I wouldn't expect at an airport restaurant. It was something that I would expect at a restaurant in London or New York City or LA. So I thought that was very enjoyable.
This food is kind of connections, right? It's like this is how we connect. Can you tell me a little bit about that? So it's kind of what I love.
Continue with boarding flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles. We now welcome aboard Group B.
Are you taking? Hi, welcome to Shared Plate. So here we ask diners to
service to Los Angeles here at gate number 27.
Excellent, that's what we wanted to hear. Follow me, I'll show you to your table.
I think food is a way that I, on a daily basis, connect with my friends or family, whether it's having lunch with a coworker or almost every single meal of mine is with a family member or a friend in the evening. So it's a great way for me to do something I'm going to do anyways, but do it with somebody and connect in a way. So I think that having a meal at the airport with somebody I don't know was a great experience, a great way to meet people. And while I'm doing something I'm going to be doing anyways, I got to meet somebody else and make a new connection.
And the family, family and food always go together. And so whenever you're eating by yourself, it always feels painfully lonely,
exactly.
And bothersome. And when you can eat with someone else, It gives you a basis for conversation, and so it was a great idea. It was a really great idea, especially with somebody that's a total stranger.
Yeah.
So did we make a connection today?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we did. I learned that his son is a fitness pro.
Kevin, yes.
So that was great, yeah.
Great. Welcome to Share Play.
That's amazing. Albert,
so, one thing to note, QBS diners sit at a table until they don't know.
Okay. My name's Albert McKinney.
Excellent. That's the spirit.
Born in Knoxville, Tennessee. A professor of political science. Professor of Political Science, New York. I'm a professor of political science, retired now from the University of Florida. Spent 35 years there, and I live in now half the year in North Carolina and the other half in Florida.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very full flight here today for flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles. We're still looking for volunteers that would like to
check your time. Excellent. Hi, how are you?
Well,
yes, welcome to Share Play. So, one thing, here please sit our diners comfortable, they don't know. You okay with that?
Oh, food culture, farm to table, definitely. Everything. I like to see the garden grow and then eat the garden and eat healthy, free range chicken and grass fed beef and wild caught fish, that sort of thing. Organic. The same thing that we always had a big garden in the backyard and always had a lot of fresh food, especially tomatoes and corn and things like that. And
Seattle.
My mother was a very, not a talented cook, but she was a very careful good cook. And so we always had good, healthy food.
Okay, so not that far.
When I was growing up, and my wife was even better at it than that, so it works out pretty well.
Continue with boarding flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles. We now welcome you on board.
Group I need to leave here in about 5 minutes.
A, B, C, and D, and E are welcome to board.
Sure.
I have a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so good. Yes. Good to meet
very
you.
Very nice meeting you.
And safe travels.
You too.
All right. Take care. All right. We're done.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Albert. That is a wrap on Albert.
Okay.
It was so nice to meet you. We're going to wrap you up a microphone.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, I can't take this dance yet.
Just said, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, it's
back here. My dad is from Austria, from Framingham, so moved around there and then I came back up. Yeah. Have you lived in Seattle for long?
3 years. I lived here for about 10 years. I moved back to the West Coast. I'm from there originally. So like from Oregon, country. Nice. Like countryside. Went to Seattle for a little bit, was not big enough, came out here to New York. It's about 10 years. I'm just like tired.
All groups are welcome to board flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles at this time here at gate number 27. Once again, all groups are welcome to board.
That's right.
You played, right?
Yeah,
we were both.
Bye.
We are.
I'm
Pluto. Nice to meet you.
Do
you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I need some new ones, so it's good.
Okay, I'm
gonna.
Awesome,
thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You said
beauty.
Yeah.
Which one?
Glossier.
We worked with you.
I thought that might be the case if you were coming from Seattle and you do dressing.
Oh.
That.
You.
Oh, here. I'll get
up.
All
right.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. You're so sweet.
Share
it. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Thank
Yeah. Can I get anything else for you guys?
That's all.
Yeah, sure. All right, yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you. It's going to be interesting for me.
Are you ready? That is so funny.
Yeah.
We're just randomly both here. Yeah. And so, do I work with you?
Maybe. You never know. I heard there's a lot of direct offers, medical school applications.
There is, actually. Very much. A lot of junk mail.
This is the final boarding opportunity for flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles. All customers with a confirmed seat assignment must board at this time to ensure an on-time and immediate departure. This is the final boarding opportunity for JetBlue customers on flight 1523 with service to Los Angeles here at gate number 27. Doors closes at 4:15 p.m.
Do you know when you want to specialize?
Yeah, I was telling her I want to do pediatrics, but oh, cool. I'm not sure what, like, I want to specialize in something, so yeah. But something
so
in
restaurant and industrial, that's what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
Try.
Is there anything you want me to say in particular in my introduction, or just my name, what I do? Okay.
Okay.
My name is Say.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me that.
I'm very used to this. Actually.
Say it in my intro?
It's an industrial kitchen. It really doesn't fit. I mean, that's how it is. Like,
you just never know.
Probably if you can probably see better.
My boyfriend's a vegetarian, and I don't know how many times we've gone out to places requested, like, no meat and whatever, and I always go to work with them. There's no meat. Or there is
meat. Oh, that's
what I'm looking for. We're going to go to Pony Island.
We just use like a little bit of milk.
Yeah, but I mean, if you tell me what you want, I'll try to get that's what you want, like industrial work. That's what we're going to
All right, I'm going in on this.
Oh, what
Hold on. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. How's the lobster?
Very good.
But I'm not quite sure what the point of this is.
I'm not either. I'm not supposed to be surprised. You definitely should.
So curious.
All
right, here it goes.
Do you have any good plans for break?
I'm actually going back to my homeland, Taiwan, actually.
Oh,
for
nice.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see grandparents and family back home.
That's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys doing anything for the holidays?
Make it brighter in seconds.
Great.
Yeah. I'm going, my parents live in Florida now, so I'm going to Florida for a bit and then go to ski.
Sorry.
Yeah, very excited for that. Although they've gotten a lot of snow recently. And like that's good for skiing, but bad for my dislike. Oh, it's been great.
But do you ski?
I do ski, yeah.
But it's usually
I know, it's like this weird, like, it's for a lot of layers. And you get hot when you're skiing, so it's fine. I used to like ice skate for 20 years, and my parents were always like, why did you pick the ones where you're forced to be cold all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, like figure skating?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you still do it at all, or are you just like...
Yeah. Only occasionally now, like recreationally. I was in the fashion club at Harvard for 2 years. I'm Poonam Desai. I'm an emergency medicine doctor practicing in New York City at a trauma center.
She won the Olympics.
I'm originally from California, born and raised in California. And I moved here about 8 years ago.
She won.
And I was raised in an Indian family. Mom and dad are both Indian. Raised vegetarian. Never had meat.
Got ninth at the Olympics. Not terrible.
I think going to Olympics is just the coolest thing.
Same.
It was initially stressful. Now it's just my job. So when I'm there, I don't feel stressed.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. Especially Winter Olympics. Speaking of figure skating, it'll be a lot easier for us to win.
So I grew up very much on Indian food. My mom and dad are both of Indian origin, and they actually prefer having Indian food probably every night. So growing up in America, in the United States, and watching other kids have different types of food, but I'd have to come home and I was to eat Indian food Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was allowed to pick my cuisine of choice as long as it was, of course, vegetarian. So Monday through Thursday, it was very spicy, vegetable-based, all cooked. There was always a vegetable, wheat, so it was what we call a roti, and rice with lentils. And that was Monday through Thursday, and the only rotating item would be the vegetable. Yeah. So my parents are from a part of India called Gujarat. So the food that we typically have Monday through Thursday was just Gujarati food. It's a lot of curries, a lot of lentils, and obviously vegetables, yeah.
Of course, Seattle had a couple of nice days while I was over here this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's now become a staple of here. London food, Indian food, so yeah. It's true, it's become its own cuisine. Like London Indian food is not the same as Indian food in India or Indian food here in America. It's adapted its own culture. So today I'm going to San Jose for my good friend's wedding. And I'm actually, one of the things I'm excited about is that she's South Indian, so they're going to have a lot of good South Indian food there as well. Yeah.
Such a strong
I grew up in Florida for the most part, and I didn't own a single pair of shoes that were like snow.
That is very much a part of my life. Food is very much a part of my life. If you talk to my friends or my family, that's probably the number one thing they'll say about me. She loves food. I post pictures about everything I eat every single day. I pick a new restaurant to eat about 3 to 4 times a week. And then, so I eat out every day of the week. And I try to pick a new restaurant about 4 times a week. Amongst our friends, or even my boyfriend's friends and family, I'm always the designated one to choose what restaurant we're going to go to, because I keep up with all the reviews and the new latest restaurants that are out. So.
Do you have to go straight back to Japan?
So they're going to tell the story to them?
Usually 3 to 4 weeks. So the step exam is like in June, so...
What do I think of food at restaurants?
Hold on, I'll study during this winter break, and I'll come back and then study. So we'll see how it works.
Seems reasonable.
No, yeah, 6 months of study. I think that's enough.
Yeah, that was entirely reasonable.
So wait, did you
I'm definitely not a fan of food at the airport. In fact, I go out of my way to make sure I bring food with me, whether I get it delivered before I come to the airport. Or certain airports all know exactly what one store I'm going to go to pick up my one healthy item. So I always wish that we could have better, tastier, healthier dining at the airport.
So you just never know what you're going to get.
Well, this week you got everything.
Dancing was my life. So I grew up dancing. I was trained in multiple classical dancing, Kathak and Bharatanatyam, to name two. I competed in various dance competitions. I was always asked to perform at so-and-so's party or so-and-so's graduation. When I got to college, I actually helped co-found UCLA's legal dance team. And from there on, we competed. And my last biggest dance routine was actually at the Lincoln Center a few months ago. So I was part of this huge dancing cast. So for me, that was very exciting because I was one of the oldest dance members on the cast to perform at the Lincoln Center. After not having dance as a full-time career, was actually an amazing opportunity. So it's very much of who I am every single day.
Great meeting you guys. Yeah. This is such an unexpected surprise.
And you guys have a connection.
I know.
I think food 100% brings everyone together, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, whether it's people you don't know. I'm somebody who eats out almost every single night, so it's either I'm making plans with friends over food, connecting, going out with my boyfriend over food. It's time where we put our phones away and we could sit and talk to each other while we're eating something good, something healthy. And it's also a way that we hang out with our family as well. So I think food is a very much a part of my everyday life, our everyday life, and it's a way we can all connect. And especially people of different backgrounds, like, you know, hi, come over, try something I cook, try something from my culture, my background, and let me come over and try something from your background, your culture, and let's talk about it. So. Yes, it 100% brought, yes. So Food Today brought Albert, who I just met for the first time, together. I was able to enjoy eating, enjoy what I'm doing, something I would have done no matter what, while I'm getting to know and meeting somebody completely new that I otherwise would not have run into. And I take flights maybe once, even twice, even three times a month, and I probably never interact with anybody at the airport. So this was a very unique and special experience because while I'm enjoying great food, I got to know somebody or get to, you know, meet somebody that I thought was amazing and totally unique and gave me a different perspective.
All right, guys.
If it wasn't for today's experience, I do not think I would have otherwise spoken to the professor, Albert. I don't think I would have otherwise talked to anybody for that matter. I would have just been in my own little world, boarded my flight, and that would be it. You definitely did. So you definitely made an airport a much friendlier place.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh yeah, perfect.